Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Return of the Mac, return of the Mac, oh yeah. I'm a rapper.
What?
Y'all are rappers.
Welcome to a week anew.
Ooh.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve O'Mateo.
Hello.
July 7th. I love days like this. It's 7-7-14, and 7 plus 7 is 14.
Oh,
it's a mathematical equation
today
when you look at it, y'all.
A mathematical anomaly.
It is. It is.
Monomaly.
Yes.
That'd be a good rapping.
More Math Monday.
More
we're going to be doing
Monday.
Math equations this Monday.
Math equations, calculus.
Yes.
Geometry, high math.
Yeah.
High math.
We will be doing a Mad Lib Monday?
Yes. It's right there.
Yeah.
To remind us.
It's happening. So we'll be doing that this Monday morning. But welcome. Welcome. It is July 7th. We're excited. It feels like we've been gone forever.
Oh, man. I had... 3-day weekend was the best.
Best and worst.
We were both talking on Friday how we kept thinking that it was going to... Tomorrow was Sunday. And then it was like, wait, tomorrow's Saturday.
Tomorrow's only Saturday.
Tomorrow's only Saturday. And then Dawn got home.
Yeah.
And we all got to hang out. It was great.
We went and saw Amistad, the most depressing movie I've ever seen.
No, it's Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That movie's heavy.
That movie is still heavy.
Are you
heavy.
Sure it wasn't Schindler's List we watched? Because I still feel heavy from it.
Chrissy put it best when she said it's a drama in tights.
Yes. Drama in tights.
I think that's why when we first saw it, we were kind of like, it's good. You know? Looking back on it.
Yeah.
Because... It's not a bad movie, but it's just heavy.
Yeah.
It's the most heavy comic book movie. Because it's
Which
Peter
is saying
Parker.
Something, because The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises were pretty heavy.
Yeah, but this is heavy in like
this
a...
This is heavy.
And you understand Peter's journey. You're like, dang, dude, you can't win.
Static!
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Whoa!
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I mean, you know.
Oh, I do have some good news. I'm back up and running. I guess there's a week off.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it was my week off, guys. Everybody in Hawks football are back and running, back in operation. It's going to be a good, good week.
Yes.
That makes me happy, Matthew.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So did you have a pretty good last week and weekend, Mateo and Steve-O?
I did. We did. It was the 4th of the line.
Oh, yes.
Nice, except that for the Saturday after 4th of July, I was up in... You guys know where Hemis is, right? Hemis Springs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was up there. Let me just tell you guys that have not been to Hemis Springs. Well, it's really nice up there. Just for those of you out there who have phones like me,
mm-hmm.
Well, let's just say there isn't signal until you get about midway down the mountain. So I took my very big radio called the Megalink. I can hear pretty much... everything, but I can't talk on it because I don't have the license and the mic yet. So
yeah.
Yeah, but once I get the license, I can purchase the mic.
That's good news. That's amazing.
It's kind of neat. Yeah, the nice thing about that radio is it has like a weather channel on it.
Mm.
It's almost like the weather, you know, network on your TVs you guys have.
I've heard of the weather channel, but I'm not sure what it is. Could you explain it to me?
Well, the weather channel is like the TV station at the most, but... it'll just basically broadcast on the loop cycle information on Albuquerque, Santa Fe, all over New Mexico, because this radio is only programmed to operate in New Mexico.
Oh.
You know those big antennas on top of the crest, right?
Yes, we've heard of those, too.
There's an antenna up there. It's called the Meglink antenna. That's where that thing connects to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Anybody can buy a Meglink repeater system. But you actually have to have a license. It's called the ham operator's license.
Oh, are you a ham radio operator?
No, I can't talk on it, guys, but it's actually legal for anybody to listen to it. Just not talk on it.
Man, great. That's nuts, Matthew.
I
that's
know,
nuts.
I tell you guys, I bet you that one of these days I'm probably going to end up getting the license for it to talk.
And then you're going to be a ham radio operator.
It's a lot. I've heard it's a lot of fun because one of my dad's buddies actually has his license, and I'll hear him on one of the networks, and I'm like, oh, I wish I had my license for that thing so I could talk on it. That would be a lot of fun.
I heard they were fun, too.
They are fun.
In 1967.
Yeah, hey, speaking of fun, my cousin says that she knows you.
Nope.
Monica Grego says she works with you.
Never heard of her.
We've done this before.
Steven knows my cousin. She works in, she works for the Connection. She's not in Connection Communications, but yeah, she's somewhere out there. She works for the church.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. I do have to say, I do love my cousin. She's been awesome. She's been here for me. Let's just say, hey, all of us Gregos, we're pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Amen.
Hey, Grego, can I get a song request for you?
Oh, sure, Theo, sure. This morning I want you guys to play, let's see. Ooh, I want some Fall Glide followed by Project 86 this morning.
Perfect. We will definitely do that. Coming up, waking people up with it.
All right, thank you guys.
Thanks,
I will
buddy.
Call you guys tomorrow. Have a good
all
day.
All right, you too. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. That guy. We are 10 minutes away from breaking news and birthdays.
Yes.
If you want to get your birthday shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com, it's only the best birthday month in the world.
It is. It's July. I know a guy who has a birthday this week.
Yeah.
Not this week. Next week.
Soon.
Next week.
It's happening.
Weird.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. You said life wasn't good enough, so you sold
yourself. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news on a Monday. What's up?
What's up, y'all? I just been hanging out all weekend doing my thing. I just been walking around, man. I got some tons of cake and whatnot. And shout out some fireworks. I caught a car on fire and I had to flee into the desert and bury all the evidence. And it was great.
What?
Happy fall.
Today's July 7th.
Yep.
2014. 250,000 years since the beginning of the United States of America. This country is millions of years old.
Boom. America.
Pretty neato when you think about how old this country is. Ancient. Japanese scientists have discovered how to dramatically increase the lifespan of flowers.
Boring!
The oldest woman in the United States, Gertrude Weaver of Arkansas, turned 116 years old over the weekend. Her son is 93.
Whoa.
Boring!
Are you just gonna do that?
Joey Chestnut won his 8th Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest.
He actually...
Boring!
Okay.
What were you going
to
say?
He proposed to his girlfriend.
Lame!
At the event, who is also a
scarfing hot dogs?
Yeah, she was also a
well, aren't they just a match made in heaven?
Yeah.
Aren't they just going to eat themselves to death together?
Ugh.
Hey, let's eat all the hot dogs and die together.
Did you watch the competition?
No! A hot dog competition?
I was getting sick watching it.
Don't watch that stuff.
I watched it, man.
I was worried about you
I
with NASCAR, but now the hot dog eating contest.
It was the only thing that was on.
You're
I was
practically
waiting for
from Mississippi.
The World Cup to start.
You've been hanging out with me too much. according to popular science, a scientist has calculated that a cannibal eating an entire human would consume a whopping 85,000 calories.
Whoa.
How's that for your balanced breakfast?
Dang.
Boring.
Cannibalism is boring. That's how you get rid of it. You convince all the kids.
That's just boring.
Man, I hope cannibalism never comes into cool fad.
Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend? Dude, we chopped off my leg and ate it.
Ate Brad.
Hey, what would the cool nickname? We can't eat the weekend. We can't eat it, man. I got real hungry, so I can't eat my finger. What is this? It's the 90s, bro. Salon says that the reason you may have gotten mosquito bitten at your barbecue is because your body produces some of the 277 scents that attract the bugs. Mm. Other people seem to produce scents that repel mosquitoes.
That's cool.
My blood is so sweet
yeah,
that
I
mosquitoes,
got a huge
they
one.
Go, oh yeah. Look at that. I'm so thankful. I was talking to Jamie and Christy. So thankful that there are not nearly... There's a fraction of the amount of mosquitoes here.
Really?
As there are in Mississippi. That's like, good. If you go outside at night, you're going to come home with at least 10 mosquito bites in Mississippi. Okay. It's just a fact of life.
Okay.
But there's also lightning bugs or fireflies.
See, we don't have those.
Those aren't even out here. Doug, have you ever seen a firefly in real life? No. Doug has never seen a firefly in
Texas,
real life.
They're
the best.
Yeah.
It starts getting about dusk time, and then little fireflies start blinking everywhere. And it's like, yeah, trees. And then you start getting bit by mosquitoes. You're like, I'm going inside. The Tour de France started over the weekend.
Ah, yes.
Boring.
Come on, man.
Nope. No. I will not care. I'm not caring about bicyclists.
Okay.
No, I dreamed that I had a bike. That was another dream I had. I just remembered a dream that I had last night, is that I had a bike. And I was, oh, man, that's the crazy part. The guy I went on a bicycle ride with was our old manager named Jim Stennett, Waverly's first manager.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but we were riding bikes, and I was flying. And I thought for sure that I was going to wreck, but I didn't wreck.
We need to do that dream interpreter's bit.
What does it mean when you have bicycles? You're crazy.
We're gonna do the Dreamweavers.
Ooh, Dreamweaver!
Exactly!
I believe we can get through the night! The latest edition of Travel and Leisure's annual reader poll lists the world's best hotel as Triple Creek Ranch in Darby, Montana!
What?
Yay!
Shout out Darby, Montana!
Montana, you got one! You got one! Nobody cares about Montana. Levi Lesko cares about Montana.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole thing. Kalispell is a beautiful little town.
I've never been to Montana, actually.
It is beautiful.
Really?
Yes. Gosh. Except in the harsh winter,
yeah,
which starts in about August and runs till about June.
Man.
Gross. Doritos has released a new bag of chips called Doritos Challenge.
What?
All the chips look the same, but several pack a wallop of a surprise. They're crazy extra spicy hot.
Nope.
You've got to get these and try
them. Heck no.
The new product is only available in Canada, of course.
I this weekend... was a dumb because we went to a wing place and it was like, this is the hottest wing flavor we have. This is, people can't eat these. And I'm like, I'll eat these.
Extreme for Christ.
I ate them. And I ate them all. I got 8 of them.
And you got sick.
And I actually didn't get sick.
Did you get sick?
I just realized I have a stomach of steel.
They were really
spicy.
Gross.
But I just felt like the roof of my mouth still hurts. I tried to eat candy yesterday at the movie theater. I had a Sour Patch Kid, and I thought it melted through into my brain because the roof of my mouth still hurts from eating that spicy, spicy food.
I can't do the spicy foods. I don't do the spicy foods, y'all. I ain't gonna do that.
I just wanted to be able to say that I ate them all, and I did.
That's redneck's final. Yeah. Final words.
Yeah.
Famous last words. Watch this. And it all comes back. It's that spirit of pride now, let me tell you about
it.
It's me, Grandpa Friend.
But I did it!
You did it. And you feel great after, and now you're bragging about it.
Yeah.
You're not bragging about
it. No, the roof of my mouth really hurts.
You see?
Still.
It's regret. That's what's happened. That's what goes on when you do these things. Not just you, anybody. When you do these things, these challenges, to be extreme, extreme!
Yeah.
And it happens at church camp, too, because they want you to be extreme for Christ.
Maybe that's where it starts.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
Oh, gosh. Okay. For the first person that can eat all of the shaving cream balloons, you will save 10... You can save 10 people. You witness to them with shaving cream balloons. You eat them.
Ugh.
Pastor Dave's going to give you a book of tracts. You give them to your friends. You eat all the shaving cream, and then people get saved. Extreme for Christ, go!
Ugh.
And then you're a kid, and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. Emotional decision. You look back on church camp, and you can't remember anything.
Right.
Your church camp wasted.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That defines
me. Dang, dude.
That defines my,
that was deep.
My teenage years.
Yeah.
Church camp wasted. What'd you do this summer?
I don't remember.
but it was for Christ.
There were lots of shaving cream balloons, though.
I don't remember for Christ.
There was a blender. There was, like, Mountain Dew and chicken leg.
There was so much pizza. Like, there was pizza everywhere.
They made us drink these things that had, like, pepperonis in it and sardines and...
No sleep. I can tell you...
castor oil was in it.
One thing I did not do, I did not get close to a girl.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Even though that's the whole reason I went to church camp. I didn't talk to her. I feel like I wasted my time, but I didn't. The Wall Street Journal says that the percentage of Americans who snack at least 3 times a day has nearly tripled over the past few decades.
Dang.
Ooh, y'all fatties. Ooh, y'all fatties. Y'all snacking and fat. Fat!
Yeah, church camp. It all comes back to church
camp. Fat!
Everything. Oh.
Can you imagine if you're just walking around snacking and you just heard a voice from somewhere go, fat!
Oh,
fat!
Man.
Fat!
You're like, not cool, bro.
Hey, who said it? Who's saying that? It's me, your friend from church camp. You've got an angel on your shoulder. Mephistopheles on the other shoulder.
What?
That's from that One Republic song we play. Yep.
Yeah.
A herd of about 14 sheep camped out in the middle of a road in Topsfield, Massachusetts, Sunday morning in a likely attempt to escape from a coyote.
Oh, nice.
The herd was discovered blocking Rowley Bridge Road after their owner said they got scared and escaped overnight. The owner said coyotes run at the sheep and bunch them up in a corner. They were safe there in the road.
Oh, totally safe in
the road.
That's
a news story.
That's funny.
That's in the news. Forget the ice diet or downing 1,000 McNuggets, which is, we know, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
For real culinary adventure, there's a pet store owner in Washington State who's pledged to eat nothing but cat and dog food for a whole month.
No.
Dorothy Hunter says, of all of her great ideas, this is the best one. Dorothy says all of her products at Paw's Natural Pet Emporium in Kennewick, Washington, have enough nutritional value to keep her going. Her favorite dishes so far, tiki can chicken cat food and dehydrated green beans.
Okay, I don't know if I can hang.
It all started when she got hungry one day while restocking store shelves. Oh. She didn't have time to get a snack, so she grabbed a bag of treats off the counter. Hunter's special diet started in June 19th.
That's disgusting. How many days is she going?
She's going until... Oh, the whole month. So until July 19th.
Gross, man.
3 days after your birthday.
Ugh!
Great deals, excellent quality, and a congenial atmosphere had hordes of Los Angeles residents waiting in long lines in the summer fun, or in the summer sun, for a fun farmer's market over the weekend. A pot farmer's market, that is. Inside, customers were greeted with glass jars full of exotic pot varieties, along with flowers, edibles, and concentrates.
In California?
This is in California.
How is that legal?
This isn't the first cannabis market to spring up. Others in Washington State and Northern California have also seen some success. The pot farmers market was strictly within the bounds of the law. To get into the market, customers had to show their IDs and medical marijuana cards. Staff worked tirelessly to check medical marijuana licenses, which added to wait times. So I guess to get in, you probably had to wait. Oh, yeah, some patients were standing in line for an hour and a half, but they gonna get that pot.
They live in California. They used to those crazy Disneyland lines.
It's so true.
Like, got this.
Oh, this is nothing, dude. I stood in line for Soarin' the other day. 3 hours. I don't care. Plus, I'm gonna be soaring at the end of this. Am I right? Am I right? Oh.
Nicely done.
Yes. Yes. I loved it. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. It's Monday. I can do what I want.
Oh.
After the annual Summer Fancy Food Show closed Tuesday in New York City, the leftovers did not go to waste. Instead, the thousands of pounds of gourmet food were redistributed to food pantries in New York to be given to New York's nearly 60,000 homeless people. This is a cool story. Mm. Among the foods scooped up by volunteers to distribute were mountains of artisanal cheeses. Those are fine cheeses. Sauces and jams, plus chocolate, olive oil, prosciutto? What is that? What is that? You know that word.
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto and spices. Many in the homeless population of New York City were handed crackers with foie gras at a food. They're giving homeless people fancy food. I can't pronounce this food. What do you think that the homeless people are like? Is it a cracker? I'll take it. Do you have any money? Isaac the homeless guy was probably there. Probably.
Probably was.
I'm glad they did it, but I bet it was confusing. I mean,
pretty high class.
Okay. Would you like an assortment of fine cheeses, sauces, or jams, or this? What is that? I don't know. I can't pronounce it either. Take it. It's yours. No. Why would I eat it if I can't pronounce it? It's cool. French people and rich people do it all the time.
Yeah, just take it.
Just take it.
They spend loads of money on this stuff that tastes terrible, so...
I was hanging out with Jamie yesterday.
Yeah.
Jamie and Christy recently moved here from Mississippi.
Jamie, drummer from Waverly.
That's right. Working over at Remedy Church. And he said the other day it started hailing, and wherever he was, like, people were going outside and, like, playing in it.
Oh, my gosh.
And we know from... the South and you from Texas, you don't play in hail.
No.
But when it rains out here, people go, we were talking about how, like, it starts sprinkling, and at home, if it starts raining, you're like, oh, gosh, yeah. Get inside. This is the worst. Why are you ruining my day, God? You know? But out here, it starts raining, people are like, oh, let's go for a walk. Right. Come on. Everyone, put on your clothes, and let's go outside. Why are we all standing around with no clothes on anyway? Let's all go outside in the rain. And people walk around.
And then all hail broke loose.
Exactly. I can't understand why people would just go, I'm spitting it around. I don't know why they would go playing it. Well, here's why you don't.
Okay, good.
Three people sustained head injuries on Saturday afternoon near a lake west of Bismarck, North Dakota, after a severe storm dropped hailstones as large as softballs.
Dang.
That's right. That's why you don't go play in the hailstorm. Because... usually they're tiny, and it's like, ow, ow, ow. Oh, it's kind of icy. It's kind of like snow, right? I don't know. No. Sometimes hailstorms drop giant, like hail damage. Back east, you get hail damage on your car, like dents and stuff. That's why you don't go playing it, people. Serious injuries due to hail are rare in recent years, so much so that it's been 14 years since the last known fatality directly caused by hail in the U.S., the last person to die in the U.S. today from a hailstone strike was Juan Aseguera, a teenager in Texas who sustained a fatal head wound in the year 2000 trying to move his truck out of the storm.
That's crazy.
A hailstone slightly larger than a baseball, not uncommon around the country during the spring and early summer months, can fall from a thunderstorm at more than 100 miles per hour. That's why you don't go play in the hail, kids.
Dang, dude.
Think about that.
Yeah.
How did you're standing in line.
Oh.
At the pearly gates. How did I get here? Oh, man, did I die? And then the buddy in front of you says, how did you die? And you're like, I walked outside in a hailstorm. And he goes,
yeah.
I got murdered. And then they, then I'm there. And they're like, whoa. How did you get here? And I said, I got eaten by a dinosaur.
Oh, my God.
What's up now? What's up now? And everybody in line says, that's the coolest way to die, Matt. I'm like, I know. I asked the Lord specifically for that, and he gave it to me.
Amazing. Look at traffic?
Yeah, we can look at traffic. Traffic. There's zero things going on.
Yeah.
There's construction at I-25 in Paseo, and it looks like that's it.
All right. Traffic brought to you by Sunland Sports.
Nope, what? Nope. There are traffic lights flashing red. Avenue Cesar Chavez. At between Broadway Boulevard and I-25.
Okay.
So traffic, treat it as a four-way stop. Don't panic. Calm down.
It's okay, people.
That's right. That's your look at traffic.
Everything going to be all right. Traffic brought to you by Doug. He does our birthdays.
Oh, Doug!
And whatnot.
Doug!
Hey, Doug. Hey.
Hey, Doug.
Dougie Doug.
Doug, it was your anniversary this weekend.
It was.
Congratulations.
Oh, was it good?
Thank you. It was fun.
I'm glad to hear that.
We took. Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, shout out to Madrid, New Mexico, because we were up there and we were talking to this lady who owns a little art thing, and she was like, oh, what do you guys do? And I told her I work here. And she said she would turn us on this morning.
Yes!
So, shout out to the lady whose name I don't remember. In Madrid, New Mexico.
What's up, girl? How you doing, girl? We listening to you while you listening to us.
Aw, yeah.
Also, shout out to some guy named Josh on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
He said he was starting his morning off right.
What up, Josh?
Yeah.
Today is July 7, 2014. This is day 188 of 2014. There are 177 days remaining.
Cool.
First up this morning, an American actress and producer. She began her career in various Robert Altman films in the 1970s, including Brewster McCloud, Thieves Like Us, Nashville, and Three Women.
Connie Britton.
Nope. She later went on to be in a supporting role in Annie Hall, and she was also in Popeye. Later on, she
Shelley
went on...
Duvall.
Yes.
Shelley Duvall.
She later on...
Popeye.
Went on to be in The Shining.
The Shining. Oh, you got The Shining.
And she was also in Tim Burton's Frankenweenie.
Frankenweenie. Hey, is The Shining... Is that the Simpsons episode, or was that the South Park episode where they kind of...
I think it's The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's from the Treehouse of Horror.
Yeah.
The Shining. Guys, The Shining is my favorite scary movie of all time.
No, don't say that.
It is. It is. It's my favorite one. I think it is so creepy.
I'm that jerk guy who's like, oh, read the book. The movie sucks.
Yeah, I've never read the book, but I liked the movie a lot. It was really creepy, and Jack Nicholson was awesome, and this lady is the ugliest lady in the history of film. And that one scene, dude, where he's breaking in, she's going, ah! She looks like a
but
squid that got hit by a truck.
It's olive oil. When I was a little kid, Popeye.
Doug.
Shelley Duvall.
She looks like a squid.
I can see it.
Yes.
I can see it.
She looks like olive oil.
I had the misfortune of reading the book first. Yeah. And then I saw the movie and was like, what is this?
What is this? Would
this
you just look
so
at this?
Wrong.
Just look at it.
It's terrible. They made a, made for TV.
Was it better?
It was way better.
Like closer to the book.
And that's
man.
Lame.
I know.
Lame.
And the dude from Wings was the bad.
Yes.
Was Jack.
I love Wings.
Yeah.
Love Wings.
And I was like, dude.
Hey, I bet they'll remake it. I bet they'll reboot it or whatever in the next 20 years.
Dude.
And we'll be alive for that.
Wings or The Shining?
The Shining.
Or no. Both.
Or both. Yeah. All right. How old is Shelley Duvall?
Shelley Duvall is 60.
65.
She is 65 years old today.
Dang. Good job. Good job.
It's because of her squid-like appearance. I knew.
Next up, an American stand-up comedian, actor, and author. His memoir, Dad Is Fat, was published in 2013.
Jim Gaffigan.
Yes.
Yay! Jim Gaffigan.
Hilarious.
I know too much about nothing.
Nuh-uh.
I learn this every day when we do birthdays, and I know all the people.
42.
Mr. Jim Gaffigan today is 40.
Oh.
8 years old.
8.
Oh, 48.
That makes more sense.
Okay. Yeah.
I felt like a jerk.
Something's
for a
going
second.
On with my ears.
Sorry. Loud?
I think one of them fell off.
Oh.
I'm having pressurization problems with my brain.
Yeah. Okay.
Next up, a retired American figure skater. She's a 2-time Olympic medalist in 1998. In 2002, a 5-time world champion and a 9-time U.S. champion, Miss Michelle Kwan.
Ah, yes.
So what?
Boring.
Michelle Kwan. 35.
42.
She is 35 years old today.
Yay!
Cool.
Neato mosquitoes.
I got one right, guys. I got one right.
No.
I got one right.
No.
And the last one this morning. Drummer. Mr.
Is Ringo?
Yes.
Okay. No, Ringo Starr.
I'm sorry.
All I can think about is him making that peace sign and doing this. And everybody's looking at him going, ugh.
I think he's coming to concert this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, Ringo.
And the tickets are ridiculously expensive because that is my wife's favorite Beatle. And she wanted to go for her birthday this week.
That's... Wait, what? Shannon!
Yes.
Bad idea.
Boring.
She should just not like the Beatles like me.
But yeah. I don't... Paul is
better.
Still alive. What?
That's
how
better
could...
than... Yeah.
You guys love talking to her about this. So I don't.
I'm not talking to her about this. It'll turn into a shouting
that was a
match.
Real thing. I didn't know people really did pick Ringo.
It's kind of like how it's people. Some people are like, yeah, you know, like Dazzler's my favorite hero from the 70s. Dazzler. Yeah.
You know, it's not his fault. He was the least talented Beatle. Yeah.
I mean, he could have gotten better.
Yeah.
He wrote Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah.
Which is a great song. How old do you think old Ringo is?
69.
70.
He is 74 years old today. Okay. On to dates. On this day in what year the United States began its first military draft?
Ever?
Ever.
Okay.
I mean, other than when it was just like, hey, we're going to war with the British, let's just grab everybody.
Let's do it.
Right, right, right.
With two arms and two legs.
Which we just celebrated our independence this weekend. Hey, when did the Revolutionary War end, everybody?
I know.
Does anybody remember?
When? 1783.
Boom!
There you go.
Tell him why you told him that.
Well, it's because I got to guest speak at church this weekend. Oh! That's what I was talking about. Because we declared independence in 1776, but we fought for that freedom until 1783.
We had to keep fighting for it.
7 years, so,
you know. Can't just declare bankruptcy, Michael.
Yeah. Oh, of course, that was back in the War of 1812.
I think it was World War I, 1911.
This happened in 1863.
What was that? What war was it?
I'm guessing the Civil War.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, moving on. This day in what year? Four conspirators in the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln were hung.
Ooh, they got hung.
Or hanged, if you speak proper English.
Hanged!
1865?
1872. 1865 is correct.
Yeah!
Good job.
Ooh, I kind of know my Lincoln history.
Gosh, they
kinda.
Got that. They finished up with that quick. They were like, all right, war's over. Hang the conspirators.
Yeah,
let's do this. I love this song.
This day in what year? Construction of the Boulder Dam, known as the Hoover Dam, began.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba. What do you build me up?
Build me up.
Buttercup, baby, just to let me down.
Let me down.
And push me around, oh, worst of all.
Worst of all.
You never call Dougie when you say you will.
Say you will.
But I need it still. I need you.
I need you.
More than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up.
Build me up.
Buttercup, don't break my heart.
That's good, guys. That was good.
When are we going on tour?
Tomorrow.
Oh, right. The Hoover Dam.
I'll wait around again.
1903. Wait, come on, Transformers. We should know this.
Oh, wow. Hey, hey, hey. Hoover. Hoover.
All right. Oh, well. 1903.
1921.
1930.
Ah.
This day, what year sliced bread was sold for the first time by the Chillicothe Baking Company of Missouri? It is described as the greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped.
Yeah.
That's cooler than sliced bread. Isn't it Betty White's older than sliced bread? Didn't we learn that about her?
Oh, right.
Yes. And she's like 95 or something.
So I'm
going
to say 1940.
Ooh, that's a great guess. 1933.
Actually, it was a horrible guess. 1928.
Dang.
Oh.
That's all right.
What a jerk.
This day in what year Elvis Presley made his radio debut when Memphis, Tennessee station WHBQ played his first recording for Sun Records, That's All Right.
1954.
1955.
1954 is correct.
Yeah! He knows Elvis.
Didn't have to guess that one either. I do know my Elvis history.
That's right, he does.
And love the, Elvis!
And the last one this day.
He's a good.
The last one this morning. The first lawsuit brought by a group of individual smokers made it to the trial stage. A jury in Miami held cigarette makers liable for marketing a dangerous product that causes deadly diseases.
This was the first time the cigarette companies got in trouble?
Yep.
I watched a little show called Mad Men,
and
it chronicles this. And right now, Mad Men's in the 70s. 1967.
1971.
1999.
Oh.
Whoa, what?
Oh. The first time I made it to the trial.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so back in, I guess, the late 60s when the science started coming out and people, they started getting flack. I guess.
On to number one songs.
I saw the Rolling Stones in concert, and this is what they opened with. And I was like, dang, dude.
That's cool. I can't get no.
Man, this show was fantastic.
Do you know who's coming to Las Cruces on September 30th?
Foster the People
and Fits in the Tantrum. Holy cow.
Didn't I tell you guys that?
I think you did tell us
okay,
that.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks.
I think you did. Somebody did.
Yeah, I told you.
Okay. Twitter just told me. First time I've heard it.
Oh! 1969?
1971. 1965.
Ah!
And then we saved the best for absolute last.
I don't know, man. I know what this is, man. I ain't know.
Just wait for it.
My baby gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. Doug, you can't play this on
this
our stage.
Day in 1977. Stop it.
Always gonna be here anyway. See the numbers in the
bell. Oh my gosh.
I'm looking for a little love and laughter, money like that. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sky.
What'd you say?
77.
What's the question?
What day was this number one song?
This was a number one hit.
Afternoon delight. You said 77?
Yeah.
78.
1976. Today is Be Nice to New Jersey Week.
No!
It's Freedom Week. It's Chocolate Day. It's Global Forgiveness Day. It's Strawberry Sunday Day. And it's Macaroni Day.
Macaroni Day!
We've got to build a bridge to good relations with New Jersey.
Yes.
Anybody?
Yeah, I got you.
A little political humor for you guys.
It is Monday. We got a great show for you today. Of course, we'll be rocking a Mad Lib coming up.
Yeah.
We also got some requested Project 86 on the way back. Some Family Force 5. And more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Clever show y'all ever heard. We clever. We clever right now. Traffic.
Good morning.
I-25 in Paseo, there's a lot of construction. Also, traffic lights are flashing red. Avenue Cesar Chavez between Broadway Boulevard and I-25. Treat it as a four-way stop and quit freaking out.
Yeah.
The end.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's
505-338-3669.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, America.
We just did birthdays, and we forgot to give a shout-out to a huge, huge birthday party person.
Yeah, right.
Turning 20 years old today.
Who?
Happy birthday, Forrest Gump.
Oh!
What's your favorite movie?
No. Jurassic Park is my favorite movie. You know. Don't you ever lie to people like that again.
Your all-time
Don't you ever.
Favorite movie.
You know what your all-time favorite movie is?
Huh.
Punisher Warzone.
I do love that movie. I liked it. I know everybody hated it.
It's not okay. True Romance.
It's not. No,
that's
it's
not your favorite movie. It's not.
It's no True Romance.
It's not The Secret of Nim.
Ooh, that's actually one of Chris's faves.
Nope.
She made me watch it. And I was like, cool, man. This is a scary cartoon.
That was a scary. All the 80s
scary,
cartoons
scary
were scary.
Cartoon.
They were scary.
20 years ago this week, Forrest Gump hit theaters. Now, did you know that Tom Hanks was the fourth
I did not.
The fourth. Now you have to...
The fourth pick?
Fourth pick. So...
Tom Cruise.
Nope.
Wait, when did it... What year did it come out?
20 years ago.
So 1994.
Yep.
Let me think.
I'm kind of dumbfounded by this list. I found a list of interesting facts for Forrest Gump. So, before Tom Hanks took the role, three other stars.
Doug likes Forrest Gump. Doug, will you come into this conversation a little bit?
Come hang out with us, Dougie Fresh.
Me and Doug both like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I like Forrest Gump too.
Your favorite movie ever?
It's not my favorite.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, buddy.
What do you think? Who are the top others? Did you already
Did you
look
read
at this?
I didn't know. I didn't look at it.
Okay.
So 20 years ago
this week, Forrest Gump hit theaters. Sweet.
Christian Slater?
Tom Hanks was fourth. Nope. Fourth. Dude,
that kind of blows my mind.
The crazy thing is, the people that were up for the role previously, I just can't. I mean, maybe it's because Tom Hanks is Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.
No.
That's a good guess,
though. He would have been like in his 20s.
Emilio Estevez.
I will say this. These actors, to me, seem older for the role.
Oh, Kevin Costner?
No.
Mel Gibson?
No. I mean, you're...
Tom Cruise.
You're on the right track with one of the three.
I said Tom Cruise.
One of the three, to me, is on the same list.
Bruce Willis?
That you're close. You guys are so close.
Dang.
So close. Come on, I believe in you.
Daniel Day-Lewis?
From Lethal Weapon.
Danny Glover?
He just said Mel Gibson.
No, I said, I'm sorry.
Nope.
Eddie Murphy?
It's like the same... No?
Michael Keaton.
However, there were two comedians that were up for the role
Michael
as well.
Keaton? Nope. Not one of them?
Nope.
Jim Carrey?
Nope. Gosh, you guys are leaving out like
Jeff
one of the...
Jeff Daniels.
Nope.
Dana Carvey.
Gosh, this is terrible.
Emilio!
No.
Sylvester Stallone, obviously. Obviously, Jean-Claude Van Damme. He wanted...
Robin Williams.
Ooh, okay.
You good guess?
These are good guesses. You're still wrong. There were three people up for the role of Forrest Gump before Tom Hanks.
Well, okay. Who directed it? The guy...
Robert Zemeckis. Gosh.
Michael J. Fox.
Good guess. No. Because of the fact that he directed Back to the Future.
Yes. Not Christopher Lloyd.
All
right, let's think of action stars. Because you said Mel Gibson, Kevin Costner. Dennis Quaid.
Nope. 1994, this person's career was,
booming.
Coming around, yes.
Dang
He had a lull there, and then he took a role. I'm just going to kind of give it away.
Yeah.
In a Tarantino film, and his career went, whoop!
Samuel L. Jackson?
Nope.
Oh, John Travolta.
John Travolta!
He was up for it? Really?
That would have been horrible.
Yeah, gosh.
John Travolta later admitted that passing on the role was one of the biggest mistakes of his life.
Yeah. I would have hated it if it would have been him.
Okay, number one, the first person on the list.
Who was?
Bill Murray.
Really?
Bill Murray.
That would have been interesting.
John Travolta and Chevy Chase.
Wow.
All passed on the role of Forrest Gump before it was given to Tom Hanks.
Dude, Tom Hanks nailed it.
Tom Hanks was incredible.
Yeah, he was incredible in that movie. That's kind of those, because he had a little spell, because I know Tom Hanks, all of his early movies were like romantic comedies and comedy and, you know, little fun movies. And then he had that spell in the 90s where he was doing
Philadelphia,
Forrest Gump. He did all, and then Castaway in the later 90s, like all of those series. Movies.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, gosh.
Is Forrest Gump his greatest role?
Ooh.
No, Woody.
No, dude, haven't you seen Sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah.
No, I actually, Big.
Yeah, Big, it was an incredible
movie. Dude, Big.
Yeah.
You don't mess with that movie.
You really don't mess with
that. If they reboot that movie, I'm killing someone.
We had it.
I'm going to kill somebody.
There was a Tom Hanks day, and that was the number one. That was my pick for Tom Hanks, was Big.
Big is such a
good
movie.
But, man, he really is great.
And, yeah.
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
He's great in everything. It's
Tom
Hanks.
You don't mess with
Tom Hanks. Road to Perdition. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Green Mile.
All right.
Wasn't he in Green Mile? He was in Green Mile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
He owned that movie.
Yeah. So, 20 years ago this week, Forrest Gump hit theaters. Bill Murray, John Travolta, Chevy Chase turned down the role of Forrest. Now, Bubba, the actor that played Bubba was also the fourth, which is interesting.
Eddie Murphy.
That's funny. No.
Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
Is it all black people?
Of course.
Okay.
It's Bubba. It's his best friend.
Chris Rock.
No.
Dang.
Man, you guys are right there.
One of the Wayans brothers.
I will say this person said that the movie was going to bomb.
Whoa.
And has since admitted to deeply regretting not taking the role, as it would have changed his career. But he had a great show.
Martin?
Chappelle Show!
Martin?
Dave Chappelle?
Dave Chappelle.
No
what?
Way.
Dave Chappelle.
That
would have
been... Okay. That's when he was coming up, too,
yeah,
though.
That's when he was coming up. He says he thought the movie was going to bomb, so he admitted since to deeply regretting not taking the role. Others up for the role. First, David Alan Grier from In Living Color.
Yeah. Oh! Why did that not happen?
And Ice Cube.
Really?
Up for the role
no
of Bubba.
No way.
Jenny was also offered to a few actresses who turned down the role.
Helen Hunt.
Nope.
Susan Sarandon.
Nope.
Oh, gosh.
I guess you're doing a good job here.
I don't know who.
We're like 5 minutes away from Mad Lib Monday. We can just keep going. You have seen this person in real life.
Nicole Kidman?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Demi Moore and Nicole Kidman both turned down the role of Jenny.
Wow.
Before Scump, before, yeah, Robin Wright.
I think Robin Wright nailed everybody in that movie. Was perfect.
Yeah.
It worked out the best way it could have worked out.
Some cool facts about Forrest Gump, which released 20 years ago.
20 years ago. That's nuts.
Yeah. Forrest Gump's Medal of Honor ceremony actually uses the footage of the real ceremony for Sammy L. Davis, who was awarded the Medal of Honor on November 19, 1968, by President Lyndon Johnson for his actions in Vietnam. Tom Hanks' head was superimposed on Davis's body. So all of those actions were actually the real Medal of Honor recipient.
Crazy.
During the ping pong matches, there was actually no ball.
Really?
That was 100% entirely CGI animated to meet Tom Hanks's paddle. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
When Forrest first learns to play ping pong in the infirmary, he's told the trick is to keep his eye on the ball by another soldier. After that moment, whenever he shows him playing ping pong, he never blinks.
Wow.
Yeah. Tom Hanks, when first approached after Bill Murray, John Travolta, and Chevy Chase turned down the role, picked up the script, and 1.5 hours later, when he had finished reading it, immediately called and said yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
He said, yep.
Smart dude.
Smart, very smart.
Yeah, he signed on to the film after 1.5 hours of reading. He was
smart
handed the
dude.
Script 1.5 hours later. It's like, yes.
Yes, I will do this.
Yes, I will do this
absolutely.
Movie. Who said no? Oh, they're idiots.
Idiots.
Although, man, Bill Murray or Chevy Chase or John Travolta
I could
role,
see. I think Bill Murray would have been the...
Yes. Agreed.
Chevy Chase, no.
And John Travolta, it's just like, really?
No. What's he going to...
Hey. I'm in a serious role.
Hey, Jenny, come on. Dude. Come on, Jenny. Hey, come to my church.
The lines, "My name is Forrest Gump, people call me Forrest Gump," were ad-libbed by Tom Hanks while filming the scene, and director Robert Zemeckis liked it so much he decided to keep it in the film.
That's cool.
Yes. Greenbow, Alabama, Forrest's hometown? Fictional.
Yeah, not real. But there are many similar... I know this because there's like a green something and it's very similar, but it's not Greenbow.
Yeah, Greenbow, Alabama is a fake town. There's no real Greenbow, Alabama. Bayou La Batre, Alabama? I don't know. You're from the South. Help me. Bubba's hometown?
That's not real.
That's either. Real.
That is real.
That is real. Yeah.
Bayou La Batre.
So there you go. It was 20 years ago. Dang, dude!
Hey, speaking of 20 years ago.
20 years ago, Forrest Gump released, and this band formed.
That's right.
It's been a long journey for Waverly.
And they're dead. All
and I'm caught in the middle. Sorry I broke your band up, man.
You did it.
It's okay. Coming up in 3.5 minutes, Mad Lib Monday on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
stand. Waverly, caught in the middle. Static Radio, good morning! It's Team Awesome Morning Party, and it is time!
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday! It's Mad Lib Monday. Phone lines are open.
Nobody's replied.
505-338-3700. Let's see how awful this is going to be. It is 4th of July.
Oh, dude.
Weekend coming back.
It's the 4th of July weekend hangover.
People are still coming back.
We'll see.
We actually already got phone calls.
Yeah, right.
505-338-3700. Static.
I love you both. Good morning.
Yay!
Good morning. Happy Mad Lib Monday.
Happy
post weekend.
Yes,
happy,
sir. That's right.
No forced, no more, but we're all very American, so
right.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Nagusta.
Freedom.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm super excited.
Good morning, buddy.
Oh, man. Okay, so are we doing this, Mad Lib? Are we ready to rock this? Do y'all need anything?
Yeah,
I'm just stoked.
I need starting it off crazy, bruh.
Oh, wow.
I need an adverb.
An adverb. I have a degree, and I don't know what that is.
Amen. America.
But I'm honest.
I'm wearing degree, and I don't know what that is. So
amen.
It's okay.
Amen.
It's okay.
Again.
Yeah.
Preach. Okay, an adverb. Am I just, you know, it's doing something with an ly on the backside,
sure,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
Is that about right?
Yeah, I think so. Like a verb with ly.
That's a loose definition. I don't feel like looking it up again.
Because I think, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Just do it with an ly.
I
think it's a word that describes either an adjective or a noun.
Because my wife always gets after me on adverbs because she says always is an adverb, and I will always remember that now because apparently that's an adverb, but that doesn't end in ly.
Neato.
Neato? Neato is an adjective. Always.
Always.
Always. I don't like that. No, always sounds bad.
Yeah.
That's not funny either.
No, it's not.
This is hard.
It is.
I was not expecting an adverb.
I know.
You guys really threw a wrench in my giggles this morning.
I could give you another one if you'd like.
No.
I mean, you sound panicked, Willie. Are you sweating? You sound panicked.
I am. I'm actually laid in the field position in the middle of UNM campus, just right there by the duck pond. This duck is pecking at me. I don't know how to handle this.
I wanted to give the grown-up an adverb because I didn't want the kid to freak out over you know, having to do an adverb.
And I'm freaking out like the kid.
Out.
Okay. let's go. Let's go. Mockingly. Is that
sure,
like when you're sitting there and just like poke at something?
Yeah, mockingly. That's good.
Is that okay?
We'll do it.
And if it's not, whatever.
If it's not funny, just scratch it and pretend, come up with something else. And
then
it's like, oh man, Wooly came up with a good one.
I don't know if I could go through this twice. That was the only adverb we needed. I just don't think I can ask anybody
else. No, that's good. Okay. Well, then just pick up another one and don't make someone else go through that because adverbs are awful.
Amazing.
We just eliminate all adverbs from the English language.
Always.
Amen.
Gosh.
Always.
Can we
please
always eliminate them quickly? Yep.
Quickly?
Yeah.
Quick.
Okay, that works.
Love you, Wooly.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
All right. I'm doing mockingly. It's happening. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What do you need?
I need a place.
A place?
Yep.
Disneyland.
All right.
It's a good place.
That is a good place. Apparently, allegedly, the happiest place. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday, and we need your help. Give us a call. Static!
Hello, this is Sherry from Tejeras.
Yeah,
hello.
It is.
Hey, we missed you. I missed you for 3 days.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We apologize.
We were
on vacation celebrating our freedom.
Freedom.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Always.
Okay.
Always.
So what do you need?
I need an adjective.
Okay, how about happy?
Happy.
Happy.
That
good?
Happy. That's perfect. I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
Thanks for the
Bye.
Call. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
What do you guys need?
I need a plural noun.
A plural noun.
Mm-hmm.
Balloons.
Oh, yes. Did you see any balloons this weekend in the sky?
No.
They were pretty
not
great.
Not yet.
There were a bunch
great.
Of them.
There were a bunch. It was great. So, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye. All right.
Bye.
Static.
Hello?
Hi. It's Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
Now I feel bad because the next one's lame.
Aw.
I need a color. Unless you can make it cool.
Ooh, can I give you an adverb?
Sure.
You can.
Okay, hastily.
Hastily. That's a really good
one. Will you
one.
Tell us what an adverb is, Olivia? You're the smartest kid we know.
Well, it comes after, describes the verb, I believe.
Describes the verb. Cool.
Describes a verb. It's an adverb. So it's like an adjective for a verb. I think I just figured it out.
Maybe.
It's an adjective for a verb. So it's an adverb.
We're waiting on final report.
Adverbs-jitig.
Adverbs-jitig.
I also have to tell you, we went to Astro Zombies this Sterling yesterday.
Yes! You did. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good.
That's cool.
We were there. We were there.
We were there. Well,
we were there yesterday.
I didn't go in.
Did you go in? No, I didn't go in. We were in Knob Hill.
We were in the area.
We were in the area, and for some reason we didn't go because we had to rush to see Spider-Man 2. Because for some reason we wanted to torture our minds again with that
movie. Torture your brain.
We're like, I'm not sad enough today. I need to go see a terribly depressing movie. So, yeah.
Olivia, before we make you sad, we're going to let you go, okay?
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
505-338-3700. The phone number, static.
Hi.
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 What do you need?
I need a noun.
Confetti.
Confetti.
Confetti. That's a great noun.
Yeah. That's a really good one. I like that. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right.
It is Mad Lib Monday. We got a bunch of words this morning. You picked a long one.
So what?
I think I'm going to have to put hasty instead of hastily.
Hastily?
Yeah, hasty.
Yeah, because the hastily was supposed to go with the adverb.
Yeah, but we did mockingly. So we kind of got to, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Mad Lib Monday, you can get us your adjectives, your plural nouns. We need a part of the body.
I want to see if anyone has commented.
Or you can give us a call, 505-338-3700. I need a part of the body.
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay, how about adjective?
Ghastly.
Ghastly.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that an adjective or an adverb? Okay. Because it ends in L-Y. I need a plural noun.
Dynamos.
Dynamos?
Dynamo!
What is that?
Crimson dynamo.
Ah. Existentialism? What is that?
That is a modern religion,
yeah, but
or at least
be
a philosophy.
So would it be, if I needed a noun, would it be an, okay.
Be a noun.
I'm just going to put existential.
Okay. I think existential would be an adjective.
Really?
Yeah. Existentialism is a philosophy. Existential is a thought.
I'm going to...
Like a type. A
sorry, my mind just blew up.
Descripting.
Okay. Existentialism. Okay. All right, did it. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is July 7th. Yeah. People are coming back from vacation from 4th of July weekend. We get it. Church this weekend was like...
If you said something was existential, it would be describing a state of being.
Ooh.
So maybe it could be both. Maybe it could be a noun and an adjective.
Okay.
I don't know.
I put the ism just in case. You can read it however you want.
I will.
All right.
What else do we need?
Well, I need an adjective.
We said ghastly. No, I got another verb if you need a verb.
I need a verb. I do.
Squeeze or squeezing.
Okay. Squeeze. All right.
505-338-3700.
I need a plural noun.
Plural noun. What about politicians? Always good.
Yeah. Spelt that totally wrong. Segment makes me want to fight people. Static!
Hey, ladies.
Oh, Teej.
What's up, girl?
Of course
I'm
you're
on
calling.
A bus.
You what?
I'm on a bus.
Oh, I thought you said butt.
Are
I'm
you
like,
going
cool,
to church,
because I need a part of the body.
I'm going to camp.
Are you?
What?
We're going to camp.
Yeah, you are.
Where are you guys going?
Durango.
Oh, cool. I love Durango.
Me too.
It's a good place to camp.
I hate it.
What?
Never been.
Okay. That's why.
Go home.
Durango's amazing.
Wait, go home or go to Durango?
Go home.
Okay. Like, I'm cool with that.
TJ, I hate to ask. I need a part of the body.
Oh.
Yes. Hey, guys, give me a part of the body.
You gotta act.
Colon, of course.
Colon.
Kids camp, everyone.
Kids camp.
Have fun, Teach.
Yeah.
Thank you. I will.
All right, buddy. We'll see ya.
Love you.
Love you. That means he's not going to be part of New Music Tuesday tomorrow.
Sweet.
I just reject this offer. Static.
Good morning. What do you need?
I need an adjective.
Adjective. Teriyaki.
Like, I guess that works.
Nope. That's
like
a type.
Like a type of chicken bowl?
Well, it's a type of sauce. It's a specific type of sauce. Teriyaki sauce.
Teriyaki
it's
sauce?
A thing to itself.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's an adjective. I don't know.
All right, so you guys are going to use mockingly, but you can't use teriyaki with that.
We're not using it because you suggested it. So it's totally personal. That's what it is.
Fair enough. I understand.
Amazing. I totally put it in there, man.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. Later. I put it in as a noun. We needed a noun.
I think you're right.
Okay. We also still need some adjectives.
We've got some.
We've got a bunch on
sort
Facebook.
Of, like okay. Martial art. So maybe you could put martial.
Okay.
It's an art. You need another noun or another part of the body?
I need a verb ending in ing.
We already said squeezing.
Yeah.
So what about kicking? Kick!
505-338-3700. Static!
Mello! Hi, what do you guys need?
I need an animal.
Animal.
Oh, my. You know how perfect that is? Because my kids just went to SeaWorld this weekend. They're out in San Diego.
Oh, nice!
Blackfish.
So, let's do a sea otter.
Yeah!
A
sea otter. All right.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully that works.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, later.
Hey, wait!
He hung up.
Community is coming back, and we didn't even talk about it.
I know. Static!
What do you need?
I need an adjective.
Blue?
Blue? All right.
You gotta hear yourself in about 10 seconds.
That's good. Blue. Thanks for the call, man. And then lastly, I need a part of the body, plural, and you said there
metacarpals.
Was metacarpals.
Metacarpals.
Ugh, this segment makes me spell stuff.
It's so fantastic. Spelling is one of the best ways to pass the time.
Metacarpals? I spelled that totally
wrong.
It's
okay, let me see this.
You're just going to have to do it.
Let me see this thing. Hit
you
the
ready?
Ninja music.
All right, ninja music!
This Mad Lib is called Famous Ninjas in History. Brought to you by Claire and Bryn. Because they provided us with this little Mad Lib book that's all about ninjas.
Gotcha.
So every week for the next... I don't know, it looks to be about 150 weeks. It'll be ninja-themed. So all of you ninjas out there, get ready to be offended.
All right.
I present Famous Ninjas in History. Everybody was kung fu. Although a mockingly secretive bunch, some ninjas become known all over the Disneyland for their happy ways. Here are a few of the most infamous balloons. That's it. The Hasty Dragon. Famed for the solid gold fire-breathing confetti that he wore on a chain around his colon, this ninja's awesome ghastly moves inspired millions of young dynamos to take up martial arts. Doug, are you one of those dynamos? Yeah, you are. Your sweet face, Doug. The existential... Yeah, existentialism assassin. He can't quite figure out what's going on. This ninja was known for his martial ability to squeeze across the tops of the tallest politicians with the stealth and speed of a rocket-powered teriyaki.
Okay.
That sounds like a flavor that you would eat. Because you'd be like, rocket-powered teriyaki. It's got gasoline in it? I'll try it. It's going to ruin my intestines? Give it to me.
The newest flavor at B-Dubs.
I'm extreme.
I like that.
Bob the Ninja. Perhaps the most incredible of all modern ninjas, Bob, nicknamed the Kicking Sea Otter, could wield his blue weapons as precisely with his metacarpals as he could with his hands. Which I think is... Aren't the carpals the fingers and the tarsals the toes?
I think so.
Interesting. That, my friends, is Famous Ninjas in History. Remember, Bob the Ninja being the most famous. Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Bryn.
Hey, don't forget, we are 1 week away from Run River North. It's going down next Monday at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are only $5. Details coming up.
Hey!
Quick break, right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Morning.
Good morning to you, there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Let's take a look and see what's going on.
Let's do it.
The town of ABQ.
Just do it.
The little
do
bitty it, city. It. It's not little bitty at all.
No.
It's a desert town. High desert. Right now it's just showing the road construction at I-25 South and Paseo. Crazy, crazy. They're building a bridge. Also, traffic lights are still flashing red. Avenue Cesar Chavez between Broadway Boulevard and I-25. Treat it as a four-way stop and don't freak out. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by illegal Buddhist monks.
Neato.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus.
They're here handing out coffee. Come see them.
Solomon's Porch, it's our coffee shop here.
One of them's name is Michael, and he says nobody's cooler than him.
Oh, man. This last Friday, 4th of July.
4th of July, baby.
How did you celebrate?
Almost blowing up a car. Like, cloud to ground explosions.
Yeah.
Very low fireworks that blew up all around me.
Oh, man. Incredible. 4th of July was awesome.
Almost blew up a house.
Well, no joke. Albuquerque Fire Department Inspector Derek Pino and his partner were responding to a call in complaint of illegal fireworks getting launched in the International District. A little before dusk this last weekend. And then driving on Zuni near Wyoming, they spotted the launch in a really, 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 really unexpected place.
Yep.
Man, how do I say this?
Inoffensively? Hoi-ful? I don't know.
No, no.
Yeah. I know.
No, no, you say it.
No,
Hoi-fauk.
Yeah,
Buddhist
sure.
Temple.
Sure. God bless the USA in the background.
God bless the USA. Standing around to watch the show were a group of Buddhist monks. And, Inspector Pino pulled over, confirmed what he saw. This coming from KRQE, by the way, News 13. The monks were setting off a treasure trove, in their words, of illegal fireworks, including Roman candles, mortars. One of the women told Pino that someone gave the temple the fireworks, telling them they were legal. So when they asked him, you know, hey, how'd you, come on, don't you guys know these are illegal? They said, well, we don't watch TV, we don't listen to the radio or read the newspaper.
Right.
We're Buddhist monks.
We're Buddhists, yeah.
Well, the citation was still given. It was one of 17 the Albuquerque Fire Department wrote on another busy 4th of July. More than double the tickets from last year.
Bow, bow, bow.
Last year, there were only 7 tickets the department dished out for the 4th of July. The total number of illegal firework calls they received, however, was actually down.
That's good.
They received 1,233 calls for illegal fireworks this year.
Yeah, one of those callers was Manny Baca because he was complaining on his Facebook.
Oh, really?
Saw it. He's like, I got through the illegal fireworks hotline, finally.
We should probably look into that to see what were legal and what were illegal. We were doing the little ones, the little like
next to you.
Highly doubt those were illegal, mostly because they were boring.
Boring.
The kids loved them though. Kids were like, oh, green showers, sparks and stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, TJ has tweeted me and said there's a crash northbound 25 at Paseo. The left lane is closed. It's not showing up on the map. I just refreshed it.
Well,
and he posted a picture, so that sucks.
People, if you still have fireworks left over from the 4th of July, reminder, your excuse of not knowing that your fireworks are illegal, though it is common, does not get you out of the citation.
Yeah. That's right.
Or this one. There were people who claimed, oh man, I just moved here from this place or that place.
Right.
Didn't know Albuquerque's law. Doesn't matter. You still get a citation for it. So
you gotta assume,
man,
just naturally moving out to the desert, that fireworks aren't gonna be as legit as they are back home where it rains all the time.
Citations carry a fine of up to $500 or 90 days in jail. So if you still have some leftover fireworks,
get rid of them
from America Celebration.
Man, these, look at this group of Buddhist monks.
Don't you be destructive.
They are wearing their dresses and they are upset. It's true.
I'm looking at a picture.
Oh, man. Lots of destruction with fireworks this weekend.
That's right. Speaking of destruction.
That's right. Found a list of the 12 most self-destructive things you can do on Facebook.
Awesome.
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio if you'd like to hang out with us, if you'd like to chime in.
You should.
Yeah. It was a holiday weekend, and with holiday weekends come fireworks, come fun.
And lots sometimes, of status updates.
I was going to say, status updates. Sometimes people have too much fun at parties, go home, and get on the computer and do destructive things. With that in mind, we found a list of the 12 most self-destructive things you can do on Facebook. We are a public service station, so we are here to help you not do these things. I don't even have a Facebook. So thankfully...
Wait, you don't have a Facebook?
None of these things will be done by me. Yeah. Hey, Teo. Yes. I don't know if you knew this.
Yeah.
I don't even have a Facebook, man.
Never heard it.
Yeah.
Never heard it.
Yeah, I don't mention that every time Facebook is mentioned.
Let me post that.
Yeah, go ahead. Will
Steve-O
you tweet
that? Does not have a Facebook.
Will you tag me on the Twitter? Because I have a Twitter and I have an Instagram.
I'm going to say, hey.
But I don't have a Facebook.
At Steve-O Jeets does not have a Facebook.
Thank you. Man, thank you so much.
I got you, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to make sure everybody
everyone
knows.
Quit talking about it. Everyone quit asking.
List of the 12 most self-destructive things you can do on Facebook. Number one, browsing old photos and messages that involve your ex.
Ziz.
Exes.
Hey, and this should be our question of the day. What's the most self-destructive habit of yours on Facebook?
Okay. All right. Yeah, thanks to Facebook albums, saved messages, you can easily take a trip down memory lane to nostalgically ponder what once was.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You quickly realize that you're going through the digital remains of a failed relationship, and you come to realize this isn't beneficial at all. Discipline yourself now to not wallow in the past, or better yet, delete the evidence and move on permanently. Because here's the thing. You don't want your future prospect to look at all those photos anyway.
That's right.
Because that's also destructive.
I'd say that's a big one.
Solid.
Solid gold.
That's why it's number one.
Solid gold dancers.
Static!
What up, dude?
Hey. Hurricane Shane.
Good morning, guys. You have a good weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
That didn't sound very convincing, Steve.
It was just one of those three-day weekends where it was like, it started off like, yeah!
Yeah.
And the next thing you know is like, man, I am tired because we did a lot this
lots
weekend.
Of hanging.
So
yeah, dude, us too, man. It was from one thing to the next. I think Saturday we were at three different barbecues. You know, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. It was good. So what's going down up in there, buddies?
Just talking about destructive things.
Got a dragon in here.
Got a dragon, dude. I love dragon. Are you riding it, Teo? Teo, get off that dragon.
It's Doug.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not
riding.
Yeah,
well, then you should probably keep riding them, dude, because keep riding them.
No! That is a destructive thing you can do. We're talking about the 12 most destructive things you can do on Facebook. Shane, what's your most destructive thing?
Cheat on your spouse.
Wait, what? Why? Man, that went next.
Internet.
Use drugs and get drunk and then text or Facebook
next,
everybody.
Tag your friends.
Gosh.
Tag your friends.
Next level, Shane.
Next level, Hurricane Shane. You just got
take
upgraded.
Take all your clothes off and take selfies.
Oh,
Shane,
gosh.
You just got upgraded to category number 5 Hurricane Shane.
Gosh. That was next level of the next level. So
PG-13. PG-13
Shane.
I thought you said most offensive.
My next one was offensive. Counting how many birthday wall posts you've received and
now,
being
we're talking
about it.
We're
mean,
talking
gosh.
Like destructive habits. You know, kind of like you're the person that rants about, you know, political websites like
Shane's
super,
like go big or go home.
Right.
Yeah.
We're more along the lines of like the people that post and repost and those super conservative websites that they're obviously not checking the sources, because when you go read it, you're like, wait a second, is this a real story? And it usually ends with a hypothetical paragraph.
How about like going to like a pornography convention in Vegas and taking a bunch of pictures and putting it out where everybody can see it?
I would say that that's definitely a destructive behavior.
Also, speaking of destructive behavior, what's going on with you, Shane?
I was just about to say, speaking of destructive, answering
Shane's
phone calls.
Well, dude, I don't use drugs.
Calls,
I don't drink. So... I don't indulge in pornography.
Right.
And, yeah. So I don't cheat on my spouse. So,
that's
I mean...
Overall,
I think I'm in the good.
That's
over
good.
Here.
Good. Next level. Next level, Shane.
Next level, Shane.
I love you guys, dude. Have an amazing day.
You too, buddy. F5. F5. There we go. All
F5's
right.
Tornado.
Okay.
What's the hurricane? There's like a separate hurricane scale thing. Don or no?
I don't know. I'm sorry, guys.
We don't deal with hurricanes.
He's
in
got
the
a
desert.
New nickname. Hurricane Shane. Just yeah.
Next level, Shane.
Gosh.
He needs a new song.
Static.
Hey guys, I don't know if this is like destructive, but like sometimes like I'll have ex-girlfriends or nearly ex-girlfriends or ex
like you're about to break up with them.
All right, I'm like, what's nearly?
Nearly, yeah, you're borderline girl. I hope you know this.
Like nearly as in like we shared a kiss or something.
And she's borderline. You're about to dump her. Don't you ever kiss me. You're about to be an ex. You got
yeah,
it?
So, I mean, is it bad to have them all as your friends still? Like, if you, you know, they know, if some of them know about each other.
It depends, it depends on how much you have to hide.
I was just about to say, what?
If you got a lot of secrets, then yes.
Well, so what if you're, like, completely transparent about everything? Then it's okay?
Well, then you're just crazy.
I mean, then who cares? If you're completely transparent and upright, then it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, but you should. It tends to be, you know, collateral damage.
Yep.
I would say that even if you're completely transparent about everything, there's still going to be some overlap.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There you go. Thanks, for
thanks guys.
All right,
you got this.
Man, everybody's going next level.
No,
my
that's
list,
good.
This list sucks compared to everybody's phone calls. 505-338-3700. I found a list of the 12 most self-destructive things you can do on Facebook, but apparently they hadn't met our callers yet.
Yeah. Yeah, you know them.
Oh, man. Number two, stalking your ex's new significant other. Anyone who says they haven't stalked their ex's new partner profile is lying, at least according to this list. However, keeping tabs on a former flame, dangerous! A study actually shows that Facebook stalking your ex after a breakup can delay emotional recovery and personal growth. Let it go.
Yes.
Let it
go. Here's the problem. Sorry, I had to stretch. Facebook has allowed us a way to keep, like... Well, this sounds awful, but keep kind of peeking in and checking in on the ex.
Bleh.
Whereas... It used to would have been like the character in the 80s movie that was following his girlfriend around in the mall. That's you. That's you. If that's what you're doing, if you keep going in and peeking in on your exes or whatever, you are that kid in the trench coat hiding behind the bushes at the mall following your ex-girlfriend around
or
with her ex with her new boyfriend.
Or swinging around knowing that that's her new favorite Asian restaurant to eat at.
He was protecting her.
Yeah, that's
he was protecting
whatever.
Her. And whatever. She thought it was sweet.
He was web-stalking.
Because they were still in love.
There's web-stalking and then there's web-stalking.
Friendly neighborhood web-stalker.
Yeah, he's a web-stalker. So totally stalking her.
Yeah, but he's British, so it makes sense.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Yo, yo.
Sup.
Hey, I have a guilty pleasure on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Gosh, this sounds like
what
it's going to be horrible.
It's confessional.
No, it's not. It is. Let's just find out.
Oh, okay. Let's find out.
You just tell us.
I have a guilty pleasure with, like, music. Like, I like to post music, like not, like, the most godliest music.
This is more of, yeah, okay. This is more
like, I like, there was this one that just came out over the weekend. I think it was probably last week. It was Eminem and Busta Rhymes, Calm Down. And I had to, you know what I mean?
How could you do this to me?
I mean, how could you not?
How could you do this to me?
Eminem and Busta Rhymes comes out with the song, you gotta post that to
how
Facebook.
How could you do this to me?
I had to, and then I had to go to Rap Genius and read the lyrics along with, you know, because they're kind of hard to understand at times.
No!
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, man.
It's because of the flurry of cuss words.
But it's just lyrically, it's so
cuss
intense.
Cuss words!
But it's your jam. But it's your jam.
It's very intense. It's very good, besides all the cuss words. I mean, you know.
Pool boy, why have we not talked about
Community.
Why? You know there's a new season coming out.
Oh, no, yes, I do know. And
why have we not?
That's going to make a movie.
Is it because we're nervous? Maybe we're all a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous it's going to be on Yahoo. Watch that?
I'm a little stitious. I'm not superstitious.
Well, I think it's going to give a chance for them to really do what they want to do, you know?
Yeah? Yeah?
That's true.
So I think it's going to be a lot. I mean, it's just creative as heck as it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's super well put together. But I think this is just going to give them a little more liberty. I think, I hope we have an appearance from Troy.
Oh, please!
Oh, my, we need him back.
Yeah,
just
we do.
One episode, at least one.
Yeah, just
you know,
one.
And then the ghost of Chevy Chase, you know.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, all good stuff. I think it's going to rock, man.
There you go.
I think it might be, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do like series on Yahoo. I don't know how they do the ratings and the, you know, but I think it's going to be super popular.
I think it's going to be the highest rated comedy on Yahoo, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's and probably the only comedy on Yahoo.
Oh, man,
hey,
incredible.
They're not go Yahoo after every episode.
So,
thanks, buddy.
When does it come out, actually, Mateo?
We don't know yet.
Yeah.
It's not really.
All right,
well, I'll be on it for sure.
Boom. Pool boy.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you too. Pool boy from Cruises.
That's him.
505-338-3700.
Okay, so look, let me see this thing. Look, so number one habit, browsing old photos and messages that involve your ex. Number two, stalking your ex's new significant other.
I feel like all 12 have to involve your ex.
Number three, counting how many birthday wall posts you've received. I do this.
That's why I don't have a Facebook.
I do. That's it? That's the reason?
My birthday's next week, and it was like...
I got 23.
I was like, man... Honey Boo Boo got more happy birthday wishes than me.
And so I just
deleted my Facebook immediately.
Let's read this for you. It's that exciting time of year when notifications flood your Facebook it's your birthday!
Right, next Wednesday, y'all.
But the downfall is that many people tend to associate the number of birthday greetings with how popular they are.
Yeah.
If you find yourself comparing the number of birthday posts on your wall over the years or counting them the day after your birthday, stop. You shouldn't evaluate the quality of your birthday and social life by your posts.
Oh.
If I have a close friend, I text them.
Yeah,
or call them.
I'm with that.
That's what I do. Like if I see on Facebook that it's like a close friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
then I'll just call them or text them.
Yeah.
But if it's just like a friend that I haven't talked to in a while or more of an acquaintance, then
happy
I'll post
birthday,
them.
Happy birthday! Smiley face, maybe.
Absolutely. But and this is a thing. I used to always especially when Waverly was touring, I would get really stoked if a famous person in another band would comment, and then I would be like, "Oh, these people I don't know that just added me because I'm in Waverly." Because I had a bunch of those for
right.
a while. I was like, "I'm not going to worry about their. I don't even know them. I'm not going to worry about their birthday." But then I started thinking a couple years ago. I was like, "Wait a second, that's stupid." As much as I like it when people comment on my wall, I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
It's like, why would I not comment on everybody that's my Facebook friend's wall?
That's a lot of commenting.
So what I do is, even if I don't know them now, I'll try to...
Happy birthday!
If I remember to get to it,
that's
I'm like,
cool.
Hey, happy birthday. Because then it makes me think I like it when people tell me happy birthday. It has to matter to other people, too.
That's good.
So if I know them or not,
That's good.
And then that kind of switched my mentality on, oh, hey, so-and-so from so-and-so band coming in on my wall. Look at me.
I'm all famous and
I'm
such
a jerk.
And
look at me.
Ugh. Speaking of famous people.
I'm definitely guilty of that birthday wall post.
There's this all-Korean band. They're pretty amazing.
They're pretty cool, y'all.
Yeah. They are in a brand new Honda commercial, and they just got off tour with the Goo Goo Dolls, and they're like, what do we want to do next?
Let's go to Albuquerque,
New Mexico, and do a benefit show for Static Radio, because they're listener-supported. That sounds good. And we were like, yeah, that does sound good. So they were like, let's do this. And we're like, when? And they were like, Monday. And we're like, okay.
It's coming up soon.
Yeah, Monday, July 14th at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are $5. MyStaticRadio.com. Get them.
You better get them now, too.
Run River North. Static!
There's a fight to be won for the love you find.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Let's see if they put that accident up yet. Looks like we got a couple things going on. There's an accident on I-40 East between Louisiana Boulevard, that's exit 162, and Wyoming Boulevard, that's exit 164. So, accident I-40 East between Louisiana and Wyoming. Also, what is this? Accident left lanes blocked, I-25 North at Paseo. That's close to all the construction. So look out for that, people, because that's a mess. It's already a mess. And I'm guessing that's what TJ was talking about, because it looks like traffic is almost at a standstill.
Mm-mm.
But it's moving very slowly. Oh. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, coffee shop here on the Calvary campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Get your dirty chai on.
Dirty chai.
I thoroughly enjoyed my iced dirty chai this morning.
Mine was good.
I know.
Good job, Michael.
We were talking a little bit about Facebooking.
Facebooking.
12 most self-destructive things you can do on Facebook. We found a list. You can chime in. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. We got a few comments. We'll get to those in a bit.
Literally.
Number one, browsing old photos and messages that involve your ex. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Bad juju. Nobody wants to do that.
Don't do it.
Number two, stalking your ex's new significant other. To me, that should be number one. That's even worse.
Yes.
Number three, we mentioned this, counting how many birthday wall posts you received, which, you know, my birthday next week, and I don't have a Facebook, so.
Oh, hang on.
I don't know if you knew this, but I don't have a Facebook.
Let me see.
So, I just,
yes,
you know,
I did.
I try not to make a big deal out of it, but, you know, I just don't have a Facebook. Yeah.
Somebody tweeted me in response to my tweet that says, "Hey, Steve Ogeets does not have a Facebook. Everyone quit asking. Sheesh." They said, I think they tried to say rude, but they spelled it with O's. So technically, it would say road instead of rude. Shouldn't you just be thankful people ask you about other people's other social media platforms?
Wait, what?
I don't know. I'm going to reply and say I have no idea.
Number four on the list of the 12 most self-destructive things you can do on Facebook. I don't know about this. Reading your old statuses. Is that really such a destructive thing?
No, I don't think that's destructive.
So it's the awkward moment when you read your old statuses and ask yourself, what was I thinking?
What was I thinking?
Whether it was the use of a ton of exclamation points, talking in text speak, or ending every status with text me.
Text me, yo!
Oh, man. Number five, backstalking old tagged photos of yourself.
Backstalking?
Facebook surfing, happened to stumble upon an old photo of yourself, otherwise known as the less attractive version of you.
Oh, yes.
You begin to search actively for more photos and then wonder why you loved Abercrombie so much and realize how ridiculous the duck face really looks. Maybe that's a good thing, to like going back so you don't repeat history. I'm just saying.
You're bound to repeat history if you don't take a look back.
That's right. So take a look back. Do not untag yourself in these kinds
don't
of photos.
Don't you do it.
I think it's important. Number six, looking at photos of everyone hanging out without you.
No, that's the worst. That's happened to me before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your newsfeed won't hold back from letting you know, say five of your friends are tagged together in a photo, and then it hits you. Next thing you know, you're curled up on the couch. Everyone hanging out without you.
Dang, I guess I didn't get invited to that party.
Yeah, best thing to do, hide the photos from your feed.
Hide them.
Or just disconnect entirely.
Just disconnect. Go outside.
Yeah.
Hang out with the birds.
How about this one? Posting during important events when you shouldn't be on Facebook.
LOL.
If you're giving social media play-by-plays, uploading photos while in labor, during graduations, or, say, on your honeymoon, you might want to rethink the ways you're using Facebook.
Maybe so. Maybe
I don't think I've ever seen an uploaded photo while in labor.
I have.
Really?
When I was in labor, yeah, I posted, like, four videos. It was a scientific miracle. I felt like it needed to be documented.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. Get off of Facebook. Sometimes bombarding your friend's stream with posts can come off as annoying. There's a fine line of what should be kept private and what should be shared with the Facebook community. So think about it before you post anything during an important event in your life or someone else's life.
What about insinuating that a woman looks pregnant? Is that ever right?
Never right.
Never. Don't do that
ever.
Never
on social media.
Never, ever, ever,
ever, ever.
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 Even if you think the person gets your joke, and then you find out later that they didn't?
I don't care if you've been friends for years.
Okay, got it.
Never.
Never.
Ever.
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 Got it.
Glad we cleared that up.
Me too.
Speaking of things of that nature, number 8 on the list of 12 most destructive things you can do on Facebook, accidentally sending a Facebook request to someone you barely know. If you're going to creep on someone, try to make it less obvious. Adding a friend unintentionally sends the message you were stalking their timeline, basically.
Hey, and this applies to Instagram, too, going way back to a picture that was posted, like, years or months ago and liking it. And then you're like,
I got that recently. Somebody liked a photo I put up, and it was, like, 172 weeks ago.
And and you're like,
dang, dude, they were like,
they were digging for something.
Looking at my feed.
What were they digging for?
They were just looking at my feed. Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that. You can cancel the friend request if you accidentally send it to somebody you hardly know, but just know this, they still receive an email if they signed up for notifications. So when that happens, crawl into a hole. Just stay there for a while.
Crawl into a hole and die!
Oh, man. Number 9 on the list of bad things. I like, this one's good. This one's good. Destructive things you can do on Facebook. This is very pertinent to Instagram. Posting a bad photo of a friend, then being on their bad side for a week.
Mm.
You know, those photo sabotage moments where you've posted a photo and then the friend was like, whoa, hey, man.
I thought we agreed.
I love this weekend, Chrissy caught your wife in a hilarious moment. And she asked me first, hey, do you think I could Facebook this? And I said, I think it's hilarious. And she said, I'm going to text and see if she cares.
I don't think Dawn cares.
She didn't. She said, post away, LOL, or whatever. Like, she thought it was hilarious. And it was like, yeah, that's a photo.
She looked awesome.
It was hilarious. But by not asking ahead of time, say you upload an unflattering photo of a friend, be prepared to lose that friend for a solid week. Unattractive photos posted of friends isn't worth it, trust me. After all, you wouldn't want anybody posting a bad double chin photo of you, would you?
Heck yeah! I got tons of them.
I do too.
Doug, post this. Doug.
List of 12 most destructive things you can do on Facebook. Number 10, posting sad statuses as cries for attention. Look, if you're sad, you're sad. We get it. But here's the thing. People don't want to hear about your problems via Facebook. Period.
Doug's posting a funny photo of me.
And here's the thing. If nobody likes the status or comments on your sad status, then, man, you'll most likely feel even worse. So just don't do it. If you're sad,
you guys
just
don't
be
care?
Sad for a minute.
The worst. Oh, my gosh. I have family members. Distant relatives. That post the dumbest. They're a lot younger than me, and I don't get it. I don't, like, literally, this is younger distant relatives.
Right.
It's not my sisters. I promise, Kimberly or Allison, I'm not talking about
you. Not talking about you two.
I really am not.
No.
Not sarcastic. Really not.
No, yeah.
But it's always, like, posting these pictures, and it's that whole, and they abbreviate everything. I don't know what it says. I just learned that RN does not mean registered nurse on the internet.
Oh,
it means right now.
Oh, no!
On the internet, yeah.
I've been so confused this whole time.
I know. Me, registered nurse. I don't get it, but that's funny, I think.
Like, oh, congratulations.
No, me, RN, means me right now. And it's always a dumb face, and it's tagged for likes or some crazy crap. Doug, maybe you know what it is. I don't know. And it's always like, stop. Or it's, text me, and they put their number up. They put their number on the internet. There it is, right there in all its glory.
Nope.
Text me.
Nope.
Text for likes.
That's evil empire status.
Like for like, or whatever that crap is.
Ugh, yeah.
And it's like, no, stop, no. it happened again.
Just don't,
and
so
it's
young.
It's never spelled correctly. The grammar is awful. It's like, you are from Central Mississippi. It's awful. Awful.
505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way. Static!
What up, dudes?
Oh, Hurricane no! Shane.
I got another one.
Oh,
but this
no.
is a real one.
Okay.
It really bums me out when I see people trying to extort money out of other people using that platform.
Yeah? Explain.
Dude, many, many, many times I have seen, a picture of a baby or somebody that's really struggling medically, and then underneath it, we're going through a tough time. Can you send money? And it's like, dude, that's really inappropriate because, and all too often, you'll get a response like the next day or two, you'll see somebody, all right, my account has been hacked. You know what I mean? It's disingenuous. It's not genuine. And, yeah, it's terrible, dude. You know what I mean?
Yes, dude. That is the worst. Recently, that case with the girl in Mississippi, the little girl that had been attacked by those pit bulls.
Oh, the KFC case.
Yeah, and then they found out it wasn't real.
KFC.
And then KFC
was a hoax.
Yeah, it was a hoax. But then KFC was like, we're still going to give you money because this is an awful situation. And then the family was like, well, no, we're sticking to our story. It really happened, but no, we won't take your money.
Yeah, but no security cameras saw you walk on the property on that date and time that you said that you were there. Yeah.
Right. They went back and looked at the receipts, and they were like, nobody ordered that.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I became friends with an engineer of Facebook. You know, he works for Zuckerberg, and he's one of the engineers there. And it's something that we actually, that he brought to my attention. He's like, dude, this is just, you know, it's terrible when you see people trying to, because you know someone's successful, because you know, doesn't mean that you're entitled to their money.
Yeah.
And it's really tasteless to use that platform to ask people for things like that. But people do, and they do it every day.
Yep.
So, you know, that's probably, in all fairness and all reality, that's probably my biggest bugaboo there.
Dude,
right,
speaking of, before you go, I've got a really great investment opportunity to discuss.
Here's the thing. If you've got extra money laying around, And you think it's a good idea, dude, support Static Radio. Now, there's something that does good work in the community. It reaches out. It helps people. Yeah.
Thank you.
You took it serious. Dang it,
man. See what I'm talking about, man?
I was going to
pyramid scheme you.
As you were talking, I was going to go find one of the old Static fundraiser, the Static Share-a-thon pictures, and I was going to post it on your wall.
That's beautiful. You know what? Go ahead and do that, because right now I'm pulled over on the side of the highway, and I've got my hammer, my nails, and I'm going to go ahead and build you guys a billboard right here and just go ahead and put your faces up on it. That's what I'm doing today.
Beautiful.
That's what I'm doing right now. I've got green and black paint, and I'm like,
okay.
Static Fanatics, this is what you got to do.
Vandalism.
You
got
to go staticradio.com. No, I don't know you guys' stuff.
That's okay.
But yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
You did good.
Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you. Right.
Hurricane Shane. Next level Hurricane Shane.
Next level Hurricane Shane.
My next one was accidentally tagging somebody you haven't talked to in a while, but he went next level again, soliciting money and stuff. So
I have accidentally... I get in like this auto like mode on Instagram, and I'll just be scrolling like. Oh, who was that? What happened? No, unlike. And you know they're over there going, wait a second. I thought they...
Yeah.
Oh.
Accidentally tagging somebody you haven't talked to in years. As soon as it happens, you click the edit on the photo, click the X next to the name you want to untag, then try not to feel
and
too
embarrassed. And there's no coming back from it.
None.
You know, because then you're like, oh, they're going to... I might as well just tell them I was stalking. There's no reason not to.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Got to take a quick break. Coming back, Amberlin. Got a culture shock from Bastille on the way. Ooh, good stuff.
Oh, ow.
Team Awesome Morning
Party. Oh, ow.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
I just did a quiz on Facebook and it says I'm 87% Southern.
Yeah.
Interesting. Accident I-40 East between Louisiana Boulevard and Wyoming Boulevard. We also have an accident that for a brief moment brought everything to a standstill on I-25 North. But the left lane is blocked, I-25 North at Paseo. And of course, that's around all the construction, so it's slowing down around there. So be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Hey. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Hey, 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 hey.
Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. List of the 12 most destructive things you can do on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
We've been talking about it. You've been giving your thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
And don't forget, if you need to call in and confess, you can always just say it's your friend that does
it. There you go. Number one, browsing old photos and messages that involve your ex. Number two, stalking your ex's new significant other. Number three, counting how many birthday wall posts you received. Number four, reading old statuses. Number five, backstalking old tag photos of yourself.
Yep.
Number six, looking at photos of everyone hanging out without you. Number seven on the list, posting during important events when you shouldn't be on Facebook, i.e. graduations, while someone's in labor.
The fireworks thing the other night, Jared Petro.
Really?
What?
Why is that a bad thing?
What are you talking about?
It was during fireworks.
It was during the message. What?
Oh, man. What? Thebes, I don't know what this means.
Thebes!
Thebes! Number eight, accidentally sending a Facebook request to someone you hardly know.
Hang on, I'm going to do that right now.
No, don't do
I'm
it.
I'm just going to... Because it gives you
person.
This giant list of people recommended.
You may know, yeah.
I'm just going to send a friend request to somebody.
Do it.
Let's see here.
Number nine, posting a bad photo of a friend being on their bad side for a week.
Can I make up your profile? Can I make a fake Steve-O profile?
Ugh.
And it be the anti-Steve-O?
No. Would he have a... Wait, no, because I have facial hair.
Yeah, I know. It would be nuts. Look,
because
this lady, this lady right here, her name is Joyce Mick.
Okay.
And
Tell me a little bit about
her. She lives in Albuquerque.
Oh, good.
No, I'm not. She probably goes to church here.
She's probably sweet.
Oh, here's a picture of a cat. I'm going to add this cat. Yes.
What if you're going to get a creeper?
Of course. I've got tons of those.
Oh, okay.
I collect those creepers.
Oh, gosh. Number 10, speaking of creeps, posting sad statuses is cries for attention. And yeah. Feeling even worse and more insecure when no one comments on them because they're weird and a little too private. Number 11, accidentally tagging someone you haven't talked to in years. Last but not least, number 12 on this list of most destructive things you can do on Facebook, posting a status in a time of frustration and then regretting it after you've calmed down.
Doug knows about that.
Yeah?
Yeah, Doug said he actually had to get Shannon to tell him not to delete his Facebook because he got so frustrated yesterday. He was like, I'm just going to delete it. But earlier he had told her, don't let me do anything crazy.
Don't let me delete this.
And she helped out.
That's what wives are so great.
Shannon and all of her wisdom, her infinite wisdom. But if you think about it right now, she's got essentially two brains.
Yeah, double wisdom.
She's got her brain and the Doug baby brain.
That's good.
That bouncing Doug boy inside of her.
What?
Yeah, Doug boy. Like Doughboy, but Doug without the H.
Yeah, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, destructive things we do on social media. We got a list.
TJ says, Facebooking while I drive.
Oh, no!
And he says, I kid.
Yeah.
Or does he?
Don't do that. Don't
Katrina
do that.
Says, ignoring others around me while I'm on Facebook.
That's a big reason why I got rid of that. Because
I was
consumed, man.
I looked up last night, or yesterday at some point, and it was all of us. It was me and Dawn and Jamie and Christy and you and Chrissy.
Yeah.
And all of us. It was that moment where we were all looking at our phone.
Yeah.
And I said, it's happening.
I noticed that moment.
I said, it's happening.
Yeah.
And then I went right back to my phone.
I noticed that.
And I tweeted about it. I took a picture and said, yeah!
You did?
No. JD says, this thread is now incredibly awesome and put up an awesome picture of a T-Rex, like, piloting an F-15 fighter plane.
Thanks for making ours better.
He also commented, I really want to comment on posts with the proper punctuation when someone posts 80-word, one-sentence rants.
Ah!
I resist every time, but I really want to.
You don't have to resist every time. I know those grammar people.
Grammar people.
I care about grammar.
I care about grandma, and grandma cares about me, too. Every Christmas, she gives me presents.
Speaking of frustrations and flying F-15s or whatever that crazy... Yeah. An unhappy pilot got back at his first officer this last week. The way, you know, normal, mature adults do.
Yes.
By locking him out of the cockpit mid-flight.
LOL.
Yeah, maybe not the most... grown-up thing to do. But, I mean, you're in flight. You don't know what to do. You're in an argument. He gets up to go to the bathroom, and you're like, I'm locking this joker out of the cockpit.
Yes.
Because that's what you should do.
And then
mid-flight.
He just took off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aw, man.
Yeah. The Air New Zealand captain on a flight from Perth, Australia. They were flying to Auckland, New Zealand. Apparently held a grudge after his first officer took a while performing a random drug test. Delayed takeoff by 13 minutes, enough to get the captain angry, who took pride in his work. So when the first officer left the cabin for a potty break, the captain quietly locked the door.
That's awesome.
I guess the cabin crew member tried calling the captain for 2 minutes, no answer. Finally, according to the airline, the first officer used an alternative entry method to gain access. The captain was told to take 2 weeks off for said shenanigans.
Ha ha.
Dude, just, I'm telling you.
Just getting some shenanigans in there. It's okay.
I haven't flown since my last trip to Nashville, and that was horribly awful, where I almost had to spend the evening in an airport.
In Dallas, no less. Worst airport.
The flight I missed, remember, when I finally made it home, that next morning show, somebody was on that flight and said that there was like a crazy dude cussing. Yeah. And
you're so lucky you missed it.
Yeah, and it was like, wait, what?
Yep.
Because I did get to spend an extra day in Dallas with the Jamesons.
Woo!
Some really rad peeps. So
they just bought a home.
I saw that.
Pretty cool.
I saw that.
Shout out Matt Jameson. We love you.
What?
You're not
Matt
listening, but that's fine.
They could be through the app.
Maybe so. Speaking of our app, did you guys know it got completely updated?
Overhaul.
Sound quality is freaking killer. And if you're missing out on it, then you're a jerk. So stop being one.
And speaking of Dallas and our app, check this out.
Oh!
Team Awesome Morning Party is gearing up, hopefully in August. We're trying to take a road trip of sorts around the country.
Yeah.
Dallas is on the list of cities we're trying to get to. We'd love to do a tour teaming up with a band and get our app out there, because then people in turn hear Static Radio. People in turn love Static Radio.
That's right.
People in turn hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. People in turn turn to Jesus Christ.
And then turn around. Don't turn around. If you want to see my heart breaking, don't turn around. I don't want you seeing me cry. So think about that, everybody.
Think about that.
Think about it.
If you'd like to help us with our Team Awesome Morning Party road trip,
do it.
We need your support. Local business, maybe you want to be our title sponsor. Help us out. 505-338-3700. You can also send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. Right now, some half noise for you. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static!
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Trouble.
Trouble is cool. If you're in trouble, you're a troublemaker like me. I'm a hard G. I can do trouble whenever I want to.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show. Quick reminder, coming up a week from today.
Oh, yeah.
Run River North and our boy Chad Barilla. He's going to be playing as well for this show. Tickets are $5 if you'd like to come party with us, bro. Monday, July 14th, for Run River North and Chad Barilla. I promise you, we will never get Run River North for that cheap ever again.
Yep.
So it's going to be a great show. It's going down a week.
This
a week
is
from
what
today.
They sound like.
Yeah, this is what wondering. They sound like. Yeah, not at all.
Yo, my name is Run River North. I'm always on beat. Would you guys like to be my friends? I need more friends, please. It's really cool.
Yeah, they sound nothing like that.
It's
however,
progressive.
However.
Progressive music.
It's going to be a great show. And like I said, it's coming up soon and very soon. We got a week to go until Run River North.
I can't believe it's already here.
I know.
It's been so long since we started promoting this thing, and there's been such a great reaction, and we're thankful for everybody who's already bought tickets, because you're awesome.
Yes, you are.
But they are still, like, there are still some left, and we want, it would be cool to sell it out.
It would be very, very cool to sell it out before the door. So get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com.
I mean, come on, what y'all waiting on?
Dude, speaking of funds.
Love funds.
Found the story and pretty excited. Sadly, I have to move, man.
You got to cut and move?
I got to move.
Oh.
Nothing I can do. I mean, you know, I'm just a huge Beatles fan, obviously.
Yeah, you are.
It's just so big. Just love them, man. Paul, John, Mark,
yes.
Matthew.
Yes.
Beatles. All four of them.
I feel like you got them mixed up with something else.
Yeah, so I'm really excited.
I think you're talking about the Beach Boys.
Ah! Right.
No, the Proclaimers. That's who you're talking about.
Right.
Got it.
Well, if you are a serial watcher of Netflix.
I love serial.
Maybe you just wait until shows come out in their entirety and you just binge watch entire seasons. Got a job for you.
All right.
But only if you live in the UK.
Gotta live in the uke.
Netflix is actually looking to pay somebody to watch Netflix all day.
Oh, man. So it'll be in pounds?
Well, here's the thing. They have this fancy schmancy recommendation engine that suggests movies and shows you might like based upon your prior viewing habits.
Yes.
And in order to do that well...
Yes.
They need information from special groups of humans.
Fine, I'll do it.
That goes beyond the basics of, like, genre or user rating type things. So Netflix has taggers, if you will. They analyze Netflix content. They feed recommendations to the engine with more specific descriptors. If, for example, a film is set in space or a cult classic or different things like that. In short, these people get paid to watch Netflix all day.
Talk about a cool job.
They're currently hiring taggers in the United Kingdom.
It'll come stateside.
I mean,
no, it probably won't.
They already have, I think they already have them here.
Oh,
they're branching out.
If they tried to open that up to the workforce here in America, nobody would want to work anywhere else.
What?
I don't know.
You mean I can sit around and watch Netflix all day? Hey, we're getting a better internet.
There's only so many times you can watch E.T.
You know what? I don't think E.T.'s on there. Check this out. I watched Wayne's World the other day. We need the Tigers in the U.S. to do a better job. I watched Wayne's World.
Yeah.
And so then there's that category. It's like recommended if because you watched. Or yeah, it's because you watched Wayne's
World.
You
saw Wayne's World.
You know what's floating around in there?
Huh.
American Psycho. Why is it in there? Why is American Psycho in there?
Wait. 6 degrees of separation. Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're a fan of the band Queen.
Okay.
Because Queen is in Wayne's World. Help me, buddy. I'm trying so hard.
There's no reasonable connection.
There's the scene with Bohemian Rhapsody, and the first line of the song is what? Mama?
Mama just killed a man.
Just killed a man.
Oh, I thought it said Quilted Brand.
American Psycho. That's what he does the whole movie.
The whole movie.
So they said, hey, if you like Wayne's World, they sing songs about killing somebody. You must like American Psycho.
Got it.
Boom! I could be a tagger
for
Netflix.
It's funny. It's either
I could
in
be a tagger
the,
for Netflix.
Because you watched Wayne's World, or it's in the feel-good comedies category. I'm not kidding. It's in one of those, and I'm scrolling. American Psycho.
Because you love Back to the Future.
That's not on Netflix.
Huey Lewis is in Back to the Future, and his music is portrayed in Back to the Future. And he murders people while listening to Huey Lewis. Therefore, you will think it's hilarious.
I forgot about that part. Does he really kill people listening to Huey Lewis?
Yeah.
I've seen that movie one time. I saw
I don't
it
even
soon
think
after
I
it
got
came out.
Through it.
And I will never watch it again. It freaked
Somebody,
me out.
Yeah. Somebody's
it's
like,
not
dude,
a
Christian
comedy.
Bale.
Yeah.
You gotta see it. It's amazing.
Well, and he's a
like,
great actor. Whatever.
Dude, whoa.
But that it's not a comedy. There,
no.
It's not funny. It's not even dark. It's not like Death to Smoochie. Which was a dark comedy.
Right.
It's crazy. It's a crazy movie.
If you loved Wayne and Garth, you will love hatchets and
he throws a chainsaw down the stairs and it hits some lady.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no. No. This is why Netflix is hiring people right now.
I need these taggers.
Currently, taggers are giving you poor recommendations for
my tagger
what movies
fell
you should
asleep.
Watch.
Yeah, whoever the tagger is for Mateo's
Sorry,
computer,
Sorry.
He fell asleep.
Yeah. Plowing through Netflix, your favorite series. Now, it's going to be much more than just watching shows you love. Netflix gives different movies, different TV shows, different things that you are in turn supposed to watch. But the works, working from home.
Yeah.
Flexible hours.
Nice.
You get a free subscription.
Cool.
All $8 or whatever it is.
It's awful nowadays.
Yeah. So there you go. If you live in the United Kingdom and you're looking for a job, Netflix is hiring. Only in the UK.
Only in the UK.
Sorry, America.
America.
You don't get paid to be lazy.
You don't. Yes, we do.
Well, I mean, we do.
We do.
We do. But other people,
Some
you got to
work
don't. Hard for your money.
They work hard for the money.
That's Doug's theme song.
I don't know how I'd feel about having that as my 9-to-5. Could you do that for 8 hours a day?
I wouldn't do it from 9 to 5. It would be from like, well, it'd be from like 9 p.m. to 5 in the morning.
Because that's when normally you binge watch
Netflix.
Oh,
no, I got to rewatch The Office, all of it.
Man, now I kind of want this job. It would be a terrible job.
It would be bad. Nothing would get accomplished in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
I just got another paycheck for watching TV on the couch. Life sucks. I'd find everything. I'd be complaining. The people with the easiest jobs, us, we find ourselves complaining more about the dumbest stuff.
Yeah.
And I echo the sentiments of Louis C.K. because I watched a stand-up of his.
On Netflix.
And he's talking. Yeah, so I wonder what my category is going to look like now. Because you like Louis C.K. Friday the 13th quintilogy or whatever it is. What? It's because Jason is bald. So you can, there's a connection.
They need tigers badly.
He cuts you to the heart with his comedy, and Jason just cuts you to the heart with murder and whatnot. But anyway, he talks about in his stand-up, one of them, he's talking about how like nowadays, we just complain about the dumbest stuff, like our phones. He says, you never hear somebody hold up their phone and go, did you see what it could do? You never hear that, because the only thing you hear is, this is stupid. And then it's a bunch of cuss words.
Of course.
It never works. Yeah. Never works. And it's like, quit complaining about the little miracle in your hand. It's pretty funny. Pretty funny.
Amazing. There you go. Netflix is hiring. And if you are one of them lazies who just watches Netflix all day, it's the perfect job for you.
But you do need to move to the UK.
Yes. I wonder if they do relocation expenses.
Jolly good.
You know, moving expenses.
That would be cool.
Would you relocate to the UK to watch Netflix all day?
Why do you need to be in the UK? You can watch Netflix from anywhere. Could you be a UK citizen and live here?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know.
I'm going to change my citizenship.
Because you get it. You'd have to watch The Original Office. You'd have to watch Sherlock.
Oh, man, your comedies would be so boring.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, yes, I would just have to be very funny.
That's why. Yeah. That's why American Psycho is in my comedy feed. Because I've got a British tagger. That's what's going on. He's like, oh,
yeah, this is very funny.
What a jolly good time.
Jolly good.
Watch American Psycho featuring Christian Bale. You Americans love your Christian Bale.
You laugh your patoot off.
If you missed any part of Team Awesome Morning Party, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com. We won't pay you to enjoy it.
Yes, we will.
Nope. Can't get a job listening to us.
Not going to pay you nothing.
However, if you download the app, it's free.
Free!
You can stream us all the time, even at work.
Yep. Even when you're not supposed to.
Technically, you're getting paid to enjoy Static Radio.
You could wear your headphones to work, and your boss can walk by and be like, huh?
I like that. Good job. Good job right there. On the way back, some After Edmund, some Golden Youth. We got Middays with Mitch. That's it for us. Until tomorrow, it is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye!
Static Radio.